Do you have employees who have short fuses? And does it aggravate you as the leader? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership System. And today, let's talk about how to deal with employees who tend to overreact at every little thing and how you as a leader can deal with it. You likely know someone who has a short fuse. They end up blowing up over small issues or they overreact to an announcement that you make in your work group. And how do you as a leader not allow that to aggravate you, but most importantly, how do you help that other person perhaps lengthen their fuse? Well, I've got three C's to help you do that. C number one is to cool down. Anyone who blows up because they got overexcited and overreacted needs an opportunity to just cool down, and that might mean that you as the leader have to walk away for a few minutes to let that person simmer down a little. You can't really engage them in a logical conversation or debate when they're already overheated because of their short fuse. So let them cool down a little bit. The second C is to contemplate. That's not so much you contemplating, although it is helpful for you to process what the employee's feedback was or the team member. It's also giving them a chance to think things through. So giving them a chance to think things through will lengthen the fuse and maybe cause them to react in a different way next time. The third and final C is to allow them to change their mind. You see, people who take a very hard stand, even if it's an overreaction, often are embarrassed to admit that they were wrong and that their reaction should have been different. So your job as a leader is to give them an escape hatch or a way to change their mind so that they can take a more constructive approach and become have a longer fuse so they're less likely to overreact in the future. When you do that a few times as a leader, you may find that the person who normally gets really abrasive very quickly because of their short fuse actually starts to think a little bit before they speak. And of course, if it continues on, what you can do is you could take them aside and have a coaching conversation with them so that they can become even more effective. Now, once you've figured out how to deal with employees who have short fuses, you might decide that you want to work on some of your other leadership habits and behaviors. And of course, that's where we come in with our frontline leadership training. That is available on site for your team or through public workshops. And it's available virtually and in person. So no matter how we can help you develop and grow as a leader, we are here and we're invested in our purpose, which is to have workplaces with awesome leaders.